International trade is the backbone of the global economy, connecting nations through the exchange of goods, services, and ideas. In this lesson, we'll delve into the principles that govern trade, the challenges countries face, and the dynamics that shape global markets. With a special focus on India, we'll explore its unique role, the impact of economic reforms, and how global crises influence its trade strategies. Let's also examine the growing importance of technology and communication in shaping modern trade practices. Understanding the complexities of international trade is essential for navigating today's interconnected global economy. Through this session, you will gain insights into the factors influencing India's trade performance, explore the dynamics of global trade policies, and evaluate the economic implications of key global events. These objectives will equip you with the knowledge to analyze trade challenges, identify opportunities, and understand the broader impact of trade on economic growth and stability. By the end, you will have a comprehensive understanding of the critical aspects shaping international trade and India's role within it. India's share in international trade has remained stagnant, with merchandise exports at just 1.80% and commercial service exports at 4.40% as of 2022. Several factors contribute to this underperformance, including high prices, poor quality control, and inadequate marketing efforts. Additionally, a strong domestic market and complex documentation processes discourage exporters from seeking international opportunities. Trade barriers and poor infrastructure further exacerbate the problem. However, by improving quality control, adopting better marketing strategies, and enhancing infrastructure, India can significantly boost its participation in global trade. India's export trade has been struggling due to several key challenges. High prices make Indian goods less competitive compared to other Asian countries, driven by high transaction costs and complex documentation. Poor quality control often results in substandard goods, leading to rejections by foreign buyers. Additionally, inadequate marketing and promotion efforts, such as neglecting trade fairs and professional advertising, limit India's visibility in global markets. Complex export formalities further discourage participation in international trade. Lastly, poor infrastructure creates logistical challenges, making it difficult to deliver products on time. Addressing these issues is crucial for improving India's export performance and global competitiveness. India's export sector faces several critical challenges that hinder its global competitiveness. High prices, driven by factors like extensive documentation and high transaction costs, make Indian goods less attractive compared to competitors. Quality issues are another major concern, as many products fail to meet international standards, leading to rejections. Additionally, inadequate promotion efforts, such as limited participation in trade fairs, reduce the visibility of Indian products. Poor negotiation skills further weaken the ability of exporters to secure favorable deals. Lastly, the lack of follow-up and after-sales service diminishes customer satisfaction and repeat business. Addressing these issues is essential for enhancing India's export performance. India faces several challenges in its export trade that hinder its growth on the global stage. A strong domestic market often satisfies sellers, reducing their drive to seek international opportunities. Complex documentation and procedural formalities further discourage businesses from entering the export market. Additionally, India's exclusion from certain trading blocs creates barriers to accessing key markets. Negative perceptions of Indian goods among some international buyers also pose a challenge. Lastly, inadequate infrastructure, including poor logistics and transportation, hampers the efficiency of export operations. Addressing these issues is crucial for enhancing India's export performance. Domestic trade operates within a single country, benefiting from uniform legal systems, cultural familiarity, and lower costs. In contrast, international trade involves crossing borders, which introduces tariffs, customs duties, and regulatory challenges, making it more expensive. While domestic trade is limited to the local market, international trade expands market opportunities, fostering competition and offering diverse consumer choices. However, international trade also faces barriers like differing legal systems, languages, and cultural norms. Despite these complexities, international trade plays a crucial role in global economic growth and interdependence, making it a vital aspect of modern economies. Economists and non-economists often have contrasting views on international trade. Non-economists tend to favor trading within their own nation or group, while economists see all trade as beneficial, regardless of the parties involved. Many non-economists believe exports are more valuable than imports, but economists argue that both are crucial for economic growth and efficiency. Additionally, non-economists often attribute trade balances to wages and tariffs, whereas economists emphasize the role of national saving and investment. While non-economists may view trade as a rivalry, economists liken it to adopting efficient technology, improving resource allocation. Classical liberals even saw free trade as a path to global peace, fostering cooperation over competition. Comparative advantage is a key principle in international trade, explaining how countries can benefit by focusing on what they produce most efficiently. It is based on the concept of opportunity cost, which measures the value of the next best alternative foregone. By specializing in goods where they have a comparative advantage, countries can trade for other goods, leading to increased productivity and efficiency. This interconnectedness fosters global economic growth, improves living standards, and enhances resource allocation. Ultimately, trade based on comparative advantage creates a win-win scenario for all participating nations. International trade plays a pivotal role in driving innovation and economic dynamism. By exposing domestic firms to global competition, it compels them to adopt new technologies and improve efficiency. Countries that embrace trade integration, like China and India, have experienced significant economic growth, rising wages, and poverty reduction. Additionally, globalized economies often achieve better educational outcomes and longer life expectancy. However, regions like sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East, which remain less integrated, face economic stagnation and increased poverty. This contrast underscores the transformative potential of global trade. Trade surpluses and deficits are determined by the balance between a nation's domestic saving and its uses of saving. When saving exceeds usage, a trade surplus occurs, and vice versa. Capital flows play a crucial role here, as countries accumulating foreign assets run surpluses, while those selling assets run deficits. In a barter system, trade must balance, but modern economies use financial assets like bonds or shares to facilitate trade imbalances. Wealthy nations often export capital to invest in poorer countries, but exceptions like the US and China highlight unique economic policies and investment attractiveness. Overall, international trade and capital flows enhance living standards, with open economies generally achieving greater growth and innovation. Foreign trade plays a pivotal role in the global economy by addressing the uneven distribution of natural resources. It allows countries to specialize in areas where they have a comparative advantage, boosting productivity and efficiency. By engaging in trade, nations with different economic growth rates can expand their markets and share in global prosperity. The theory of comparative cost further underscores the mutual benefits of trade, encouraging countries to focus on goods they can produce most efficiently. Additionally, commodities like oil and grain are vital components of foreign trade, meeting the demands of international markets. Overall, foreign trade not only drives economic growth, but also strengthens international relationships. In 2021, global trade was dominated by machinery and electrical equipment, which accounted for over $6.3 trillion in exports and $6 trillion in imports. Fuels followed as a major sector, with exports valued at 2.48 trillion and imports slightly higher at 2.6 trillion. Transportation, miscellaneous goods, and metals also played significant roles, each contributing over $1 trillion to global trade. Other notable sectors include textiles, food products, and chemicals, showcasing the diverse range of goods that drive international commerce. This data underscores the interconnectedness of global markets and the critical role of various industries in shaping trade dynamics. Merchanting trade is a unique form of international trade where a merchant facilitates transactions between a supplier and a buyer in different countries, without the goods entering the merchant's home country. The process involves booking orders, coordinating shipments, and managing payments through authorized foreign exchange dealers. One key feature is that goods are shipped directly from the supplier to the buyer, eliminating the need for physical handling by the merchant. This approach reduces risks, avoids inventory costs, and provides flexibility in sourcing and selling across global markets. By streamlining these processes, merchanting trade plays a vital role in facilitating efficient international transactions. Trade in services refers to the exchange of intangible products like banking, education, and IT services across borders. This sector plays a pivotal role in the global economy, contributing significantly to GDP and employment. Key categories include financial services, transportation, tourism, and professional services, each offering unique opportunities for growth. However, challenges such as regulatory barriers, skills shortages, and global disruptions like the pandemic pose significant hurdles. Looking ahead, advancements in technology and globalization are expected to further expand the sector, making it crucial for countries to adapt and enhance their regulatory frameworks. Effective communication is the backbone of international business success. Cultural competence allows us to understand and respect differences, fostering stronger relationships. Language skills, even basic phrases, show respect and build trust with international partners. Non-verbal communication, such as gestures and body language, varies widely across cultures and must be understood to avoid missteps. Companies also need to adapt their structures and policies to navigate legal, cultural, and linguistic challenges. By embracing these elements, businesses can build confidence and establish meaningful global connections. Language plays a pivotal role in global trade by bridging communication gaps and fostering trust. Proficiency in a foreign language allows businesses to communicate effectively, reducing misunderstandings and building stronger relationships. It also demonstrates respect for local cultures, which is vital for establishing long-term partnerships. Language skills are particularly useful when entering new markets, as they help businesses understand local regulations and connect with stakeholders. Additionally, even basic knowledge of a foreign language boosts confidence and effectiveness in international settings, making it an indispensable tool for global success. India's economy is the seventh largest by nominal GDP and third by purchasing power parity, holding 7.59% of global GDP in 2023. Driven by a young population, strong savings, and global integration, growth prospects are strong, though challenges like bureaucracy, poor infrastructure, and rigid labor laws remain. India's economic policies before 1991 were heavily influenced by protectionism and a focus on self-sufficiency. High tariffs and import restrictions were implemented to protect domestic industries, but this also limited exposure to international markets. The economy was characterized by extensive regulation, public ownership of monopolies, and slow growth, which stifled competitiveness. Persistent negative balance of payments highlighted the inefficiencies of this approach, leading to a severe economic crisis by 1991. This crisis prompted a shift towards liberalization, with reforms aimed at reducing tariffs, deregulating markets, and encouraging foreign investment. These changes laid the foundation for India's transformation into a more open and competitive economy, In 1991, India embarked on a transformative journey by liberalizing its economy, shifting from a protectionist model to a market-oriented one. Key reforms included the regulation of foreign exchange under the Foreign Exchange Management Act, which saw reserves grow significantly. The country reduced its reliance on external assistance, with a sharp decline in the debt service ratio. Foreign direct investment became a cornerstone of economic growth, funding the current account deficit for the first time. India also made remarkable progress in the ease of doing business rankings, climbing 53 points in just 2 years. Additionally, the nation's wealth grew substantially, with a significant rise in the number of billionaires and high net worth individuals. These reforms have positioned India as a key player in the global economy. The principle of comparative advantage explains how countries can benefit from trade by specializing in goods they produce most efficiently. This specialization leads to better resource allocation and higher productivity. Countries with abundant resources often export goods that utilize these resources intensively, maximizing their economic potential. Interestingly, even similar countries engage in trade due to economies of scale, where larger production volumes reduce costs. By leveraging comparative advantage, nations not only improve their own economies but also contribute to global economic welfare, fostering innovation and growth. Specialization in global trade is a cornerstone of economic efficiency and innovation. By focusing on goods where they have a comparative advantage, countries can maximize trade benefits and reduce production costs through economies of scale. This approach also fosters productivity and technological advancements. Investor confidence plays a pivotal role in driving economic growth by encouraging investments in foreign markets. However, trade disputes can create uncertainty, discouraging investments and disrupting global supply chains. The process of globalization has significantly boosted trade, but it also demands stable and predictable policies to maintain investor trust. Clear and timely communication of trade policies is essential to reduce uncertainty and ensure smoother trade flows. Additionally, commitments to multilateral forums like the WTO enhance policy credibility, fostering a stable and reliable trade environment. By prioritizing these factors, countries can sustain investor confidence and promote global economic development. In 2023, the United States leads as the largest importer globally, with an import value of over $3,172 billion, driving global demand for a wide range of goods and services. China follows closely, playing a dual role as a major importer and exporter, integral to global supply chains. Germany, with its high-tech imports, is a key player in European trade. The Netherlands and the United Kingdom also stand out, with the former being a significant re-export hub and the latter focusing on goods and services. France and Japan are notable for their luxury and high-tech imports, respectively. India, with its growing economy, is increasingly importing energy and technology. Hong Kong serves as a vital trade gateway, while South Korea focuses on raw materials and technology. These countries collectively shape global trade dynamics and influence international economic policies. The China-US trade war, spanning from 2018 to 2020, had profound global economic consequences. In the United States, farmers and manufacturers face significant challenges, with higher consumer prices and a mild recession in the manufacturing sector during 2019. Globally, countries like Chile and Ecuador experienced economic instability, including protests driven by rising transport and energy costs. On the other hand, some nations capitalized on the situation by boosting their manufacturing output to fill trade gaps. Additionally, the trade war caused instability in global stock markets, shaking investor confidence and creating uncertainty in economic forecasts. This event underscores the interconnected nature of global trade and its far-reaching impacts. Russian natural gas pipelines to Europe have been significantly affected by global crises, particularly the Russo-Ukrainian war. Before 2014, Ukraine served as the main transit route, earning substantial revenue from transit fees. However, the launch of the Nord Stream pipeline reduced Ukraine's role, leading to economic and geopolitical tensions. The Nord Stream 2 pipeline further heightened concerns, with critics labeling it a geopolitical weapon. The conflict also caused major economic repercussions, including stock market fluctuations, currency instability, and increased energy and commodity prices. These events underscored the vulnerability of global energy markets to geopolitical disruptions. The COVID-19 pandemic had a profound impact on the global economy, triggering a recession that was exacerbated by widespread lockdowns and a sharp decline in consumer activity. Key industries like retail, hospitality, and entertainment suffered significant losses due to social distancing measures and operational restrictions. Interestingly, much of the economic decline was driven by individuals voluntarily reducing their participation in commerce, even before government-imposed restrictions. The pandemic also shifted economic concerns from supply-side manufacturing issues to challenges in the services sector, which saw a sharp downturn. In the long term, the crisis has led to a reevaluation of trade practices, supply chains, and economic policies, shaping the future of global economic strategies. The COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent lockdowns had a profound impact on the global economy. Industries that relied on in-person services, such as retail, hospitality, and entertainment, faced significant disruptions. Interestingly, a 2021 study revealed that 93% of the economic decline was due to voluntary changes in consumer behavior rather than government-imposed restrictions. The service sector was particularly hard hit, with businesses experiencing a sharp decline in activity. These lockdowns triggered a global recession, leading to job losses, business closures, and economic stagnation. Additionally, the pandemic caused psychological shifts as individuals prioritized health and safety over economic participation, further deepening the economic downturn. The COVID-19 pandemic drastically reduced global oil demand due to decreased travel and industrial activity. In response, OPEC proposed a production cut, but disagreements between Russia and Saudi Arabia led to a price war, further crashing oil prices. By April 2020, both nations agreed to cut production, but the economic damage was already widespread. Oil-dependent economies faced severe recessions, and uncertainty spread across global markets. This series of events highlights the interconnectedness of global crises and economic stability. India's trade deficit has reached a record high of $25.5 billion, largely due to increased coal and petroleum imports amid rising global prices. At the same time, merchandise exports are facing a decline in demand from key international markets, worsening the trade imbalance. Economists predict that the current account deficit will more than double, reaching over 3% of GDP in FY23. On a positive note, India's services export market share has grown steadily, with computer services playing a significant role. To address these challenges, Indian exporters are advised to pivot towards high-growth sectors like market research, consulting, and engineering, aiming to meet ambitious export targets and stabilize the economy. In this lesson, we explored the multifaceted world of international trade, focusing on India's position and challenges in the global market. We delved into the impact of global crises like the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Saudi Arabia oil price war on trade dynamics. The concept of comparative advantage was discussed, highlighting its benefits for smaller countries and its role in trade specialization. We also examined India's export challenges, including high costs, quality control, and infrastructure issues, as well as the role of technology and communication in global trade. Finally, We reflected on the economic reforms post-liberalization in India and their influence on trade and wealth growth.